All right, good evening, everyone. This is Rochelle Wilhite, the designated broker for Best Choice Realty. We are on conference call number 6 or 7 tonight. I'm trying to decide what number we're on. But the content we're going to be discussing tonight is all about consultations at the showing. We actually are having a lot of interested buyers. In fact, today has been really busy. I don't know if it's Columbus Day today or what, but it's been very busy in the office with a lot of buyers coming and going wanting to go look at properties. So great time in the season to get your buyers out there and find some properties. So we're going to go over tonight how to consult when you're at the showing. We're going to discuss why we want to do a consultation, where we want to do a consultation, why we should do a consultation, and then go into some of the key points of our Best Choice Realty buying guide consultation packet. So if you are by a computer or if you want to take some notes, bestchoicerealtywa.com, if you click on the forms and folders section in the startup section of our website, there are some pages that I will refer to tonight on tonight's call. And then you can follow up with me if there's still some more help needed in providing your buyers with a lot of education and knowledge. I start off the call really talking about why to do a consultation. And I think one of the things that a lot of buyers are expecting their real estate agent to do for them is to educate them, to consult with them. There's a lot of information online that they're already grabbing, that they're already going on and searching. They're on all these websites. They're getting all this information, and they need somebody like you to really build trust with them, set expectations with them, and understand some of the interesting or challenging things that are out in the marketplace. So when they find a real estate broker that does a good consultation, you'll see that your sales will go up, your consultation, the amount of time it takes from when you meet with a client to when they make an offer, that will help and increase in your business. So there's a lot of reasons why you should do a consultation. And a lot of buyers have said, well, Rochelle, what if I want to lock them into working with me? How do you go about doing that? And that can be done simply with a buyer agency agreement when you're consulting at the showing or prior to going out and looking at the properties. So be sure you check out Form 41A on the MLS, or you use our Best Choice Realty buyer agency agreement that I've sent a few times. If you need help in locating that, I believe it is on the forms and folders section. If it's not, let me know and I'll send it to you again. But there's been a lot of, there's a lot of information floating around, and that's really the reason why you should do a consultation, to solidify trust, build loyalty, educate your buyer, and set expectations so the process is really smooth. The next question a lot of agents ask me is, where should we do a consultation, Rochelle? I really want to get to know my buyer. I want to, be able to consult with them in a professional place. And I would say that there are several places that I've done consultations, and they're very effective. You could do it at the hotel lobby if they're in town. You could meet at a title company. You could call any title company that we work with. I don't care if it's in Seattle, Tacoma, Bellevue, up in Linwood, anywhere in our area, we have relationships with all the major title companies. And all it would take would be for you to call a title rep and say, can I borrow your conference room for an hour? And they would allow you to do that free of charge. So any title company, any escrow company, any hotel lobby, our office here in Tacoma or in Seattle, and anything, Starbucks, I've done several buyer consultations at Starbucks or at the first home, maybe the first time we meet, the first property, or at the last property. And there are plenty of places that you can do a consultation. You don't want to be seen as a tour guide. When you're a buyer's agent, you don't want to be just showing up and unlocking doors. And that's what will happen if you don't do a good job at a consultation. You'll be looked at as just the person that gets me into the property. You really want to set yourself as a consultant, and that's another reason why you should do a consultation. So again, to build up your reputation that you are a professional buyer's agent. What there's there was an agent in our office, in one of my offices that I worked in, and she came into my office looking for some assistance. She was actually thinking about leaving the business. She was really busy, and busy out with a lot of clients. But when she came down and she sat in my chair in my office, and she's like, "Rochelle, I'm thinking of leaving the business. I just am so frustrated because I've done all this work in real estate and I'm not getting anywhere." And we really started to isolate what she was doing on a day-to-day basis. And what we identified when she was in my office was that she was not doing a buyer consultation. She was actually just going out. So a client would call her and say, "Hey, I would like to go see this property on XYZ Street," and she would look up the property MLS number on the website. She'd schedule the appointment with the seller. She'd meet the client there at the house. She'd open the door and she'd show them the house and, "Oh, this one's not the right one." And then they would go on to the next property. And this was something she was doing for the last 6 months. And she was showing a lot of properties, not writing up any offers. And I think in the period of 6 months, she had taken out, I think it was 12 people, 12 different clients in a month is what we found out. So a lot of interactions with people. She was fantastic. She's one of those people that you just love to death, the ones that you just really get along with. She's like a good friend, like one of those people that you meet and you just want to be friends with. And so what we did identify was that she needed to start to develop more of that loyalty and trust and set expectations with her buyer rather than just getting in the car, setting up the appointment, and showing the property. So what we ended up doing is we created, she went online and she found a lot of good ideas about other buyer's agents who had created information sheets that she was going to provide to her buyers. And a lot of the consultation that we have at Best Choice Realty, foundationally, or what we've talked about in different sections of the buyer consultation, is all related around what we did with Monica. Monica was an agent, like I said, who was really active out there, but just wasn't able to connect with enough buyers. So we spent a good month or two developing the content that she was going to share with her buyers, and then we were testing it out, seeing how that the buyers would respond to the information that she was providing them to see if we could change their mindset from, just going out and looking at properties to actually, after looking at the properties, let's talk about, the packet or the information that I provided for you, and let's see if I can answer any of your questions and get that client to commit to moving forward with the process. And we started to see her business increase just even in the first couple weeks of incorporating some of these pages. So if you look at bestchoicerealtywa.com and you go into that website and you go to forms and folders, all of the sheets that we worked on with Monica, and they've been cleaned up, they've been modernized, prettified, whatever you want to call it, they have been uploaded now on the forms and folders in the startup section. And remember in class, if you did the orientation with me, we talked about the disclosures that would need to be part of your packet or, your education. But also don't forget, this buyer consultation, prior to meeting with your clients, you could select some of these pages to put into a nice presentation and have something just like Monica was able to put together, that you could give to the client and really educate them along the way. So we have a very nice cover page. And we outlined what were important pages for Monica to provide to her buyer. And we did why we do real estate. So she had, I would recommend either you have a bio about yourself and how long you've been in the business and how well you negotiate and some good things about yourself or some highlights to talk about for you as a buyer's agent. Or if you don't have one of your own, use the one that we've created in our packet, which is why we do real estate, our mission and our services, and what today's market looks like as your intro, as your right after the cover page. It kind of sets the stage for, I understand you're going to be working with a lot of, know, you're out there on a lot of different websites, but let me give you my three favorite websites. We have HomeSnap, which is a really good mobile app that you can use. Our personal website, my personal website, and the company's personal website that we can set you up to receive listings on. I don't recommend using Zillow once you start to narrow down your home search, because Zillow is not pulling from the MLS, which gets you the right data. And that's some talking points that I would share when going over why we do real estate with a client. So we built the pages, and then I created talking points for Monica to use. So if you want to just, you know, go through this tonight and look at all these PDFs and maybe jot down some of your own talking points, that's what I would recommend doing, so that you are very comfortable with the material that you're presenting to the buyer. The next section that we incorporated into an education packet would be the different property types. So Monica was, she was spinning her wheels all over the place. She was showing short sales. She was showing foreclosure. She was showing investor properties. And all these different properties came with benefits and risks, or things that the buyer should keep in mind. So we thought, why not create a talking page, you know, four or five pages that she could incorporate. She knew she was going to go out and show a bunch of short sales to a client instead of just going out and showing the short sales. Before she shows the short sales, let's go over what to keep in mind, some of the things that you should use or the talking points when showing short sales. And these talking points may even talk a buyer out of going through a short sale, or it might just educate them in knowing that they can't expect these types of things from you. So it really what helped Monica in isolating what she needed to do with her buyers and get more focused at working with the buyers who were actually going to transact with her. So we had created, there are new construction, there's a new construction page. You may want to send that to your buyer who's thinking about new homes, what they need to keep in mind. Investment properties, short sales, foreclosures. And we even created one in Washington for HUD foreclosures, because it's so different when you're bidding on HUD foreclosures, of costs that buyers will have to assume because it's a bidding process. So we created these sheets to make it easier for you to have talking points to share with your buyer. If you are new to the business and you have not ever worked with a client, I would say, at least from your perspective, you know, you just passed your test, you really should understand these pages very well, because those are the talking points that I even use even today when I'm talking with buyers. I'm helping them understand, would a short sale be a good deal for me? Would a foreclosure be a good deal for me? And then educating them with these pages. So those are some things. You don't have to include all the pages in your packet. What Monica would do is she'd customize the packet for her buyer before she went out to go show them a bunch of homes. She would go to this resource guide. She would end up picking, you know, the forms or the PDFs that she would need, and then she would assemble a professional package based on the type of client she was working with. So maybe she didn't need to show them short sales and foreclosures, but maybe it's just an owner-occupied properties and new construction properties, and she would just include those two pages. The other piece of the buyer consultation, which often gets overlooked, is the pre-approval process. And if you were like her, where you're just one of those good friends that you want to talk with her, she's just such a friendly person, sometimes you didn't do as good of a job as you possibly could have, or maybe you're new to the business and you're just not used to or good at asking, you know, the pre-approval questions, the financing-related questions. Those often can be asked when you're meeting with the client for the first time. And that was stylistically what Monica considered when she was putting this together. So she has some other pages we created, which is pre-approval basics, shopping for a loan, mortgage tips, and your cost. All those pages are really good at helping to educate a first-time buyer or somebody that has not taken the first step of getting pre-approved. It tells them how important it is and how easy it is. The pre-approval basics is very simple, and it kind of shows them that what the benefits are of getting pre-approved. Might be some good talking points if you're still struggling today on how do I get my client pre-approved. What do I say to them? to get them motivated, like we talked about last week, on getting their financing set up. You want to know how exactly how much your home you can afford. You want to be able to get the best financing. You want to make your offer stronger. So here are the three steps that it's going to take for you to get that done. And that could be something that you incorporate into your buyer education if they haven't gone down that path with you before. If you've already got the pre-approval letter in hand and you're meeting with the client, there's no need, obviously, to include the pre-approval basics, the shopping for a loan. But you may want to include the mortgage tips to remember after you apply for a mortgage. Oftentimes, you know, that's the most frustrating thing once you get to that point where you found the property. Your buyer or your first-time home buyer doesn't realize that they shouldn't be paying that, you know, they shouldn't be opening up an account of any kind or paying off collections without talking with their lender. These are the top 10 things to keep in mind when applying for a mortgage. Some mortgage companies actually have their own branded sheets that you could use instead of this one, but I found that this one is pretty much covers the same stuff that they cover with mortgage. Going into the next page, these are getting to my favorite pages that we include with the buyer consultation. Your cost to purchase a property, and it's done in a way that at the bottom line. So if I was to go out and I was going to put a package together really quickly, you know, I have a cover sheet, why I do real estate, and set the stage, maybe a couple pages about the type of properties we're going to look at, or maybe I print out the MLS sheets, the client detail sheets, so they have a copy for them to see when they go out and look at homes with me, of all of the information about the properties we're going to look at. And then I may want to include, you know, say that they're already pre-approved because I already got them in touch with my lender. That's how I like to work. But still, they have a lot of questions. And so why not include the cost, your cost? And your cost to purchase a property is all about how much down payment you need to set aside, how much earnest money is typical in Washington, inspection fees, appraisal, closing costs, and then the most important thing, commission, and that the seller pays our commission, is important to point out to the buyer. So I love the, your cost to purchase a property. A lot of people want to be educated with this page. I have found that it doesn't matter if a buyer has purchased, is a first-time home buyer, or hasn't purchased in maybe several years, they love to that I've taken the time to write this information down and give them something that they can reflect on before we write an offer, before we go out and look at properties. They know what to expect. They know before we even get to the point where they found a property that when Rochelle writes something up or when I negotiate inspections or closing costs, typically here's what how it works. And so that page is a really good page to include in your packet, your cost. The other page that I find very valuable in the packet here that we created for Monica is the real estate property buying step-by-step. And here's why. When I was, before I even met Monica, before I was even in leadership and managed offices, I was just like you. I was out there working with clients back in the 90s, helping buyers find properties and showing homes and finding investment properties and things like that. But there's always been a process to buying. And so one of the things I did early on in my career, which I still do, and it's obviously incorporated into this package, is giving my buyer a timeline. And I was a very young buyer's agent at the time. So when I provided this timeline, what it did for me is made me as a young, very teenage kind of buyer's agent look like I had, you know, done this before, that I've been seasoned, that I had worked with my father. I'd helped buy a lot of investment properties. And that built a lot of rapport and trust. So if that's the only thing that you bring on your appointment, if that's the only thing that you convey when you meet with your buyer for the first time, is the step-by-step or a timeline of some sort to help them understand that you're going to be that consultant or that person helping them throughout the step-by-step process of finding, locating, negotiating, supporting, answering questions, coordinating, if that's what all you get done in that first appointment, in essence, you've won. So I love that page. This is one of my favorite pages in the packet. I would say it's my go-to page, step-by-step, is knowing your options, and it goes step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And if I go over this with my clients, they feel really supported. They feel very educated. They understand that I've done this for a long time. So you want to incorporate the step-by-step as much as possible. So when I put this in my packet, I might even put it at the beginning of my packet, depending on, you know, what I want to talk about. But what I would do when I get to this page is I will say, you know, let's use Monica as an example. Monica, so when we go out, we're going to go out and look at some properties today. And I've got the properties in the packet here all set up for you. But I want to turn to the page where it talks about step-by-step. And just to kind of recap where we're at. So when we talked on the phone, you said that you were going to be putting, it's going to be a FHA 3.5% down program. So the properties that I found for us to look at today are that match that. That would be in line with the type of options that we're going to consider. And that, you know, I really appreciate you for taking the time to, you know, talk with my lender, you know, Christy at Greystone, to really determine how much you can afford. And that you've got the pre-approval letter. I've already talked with her. She's able to provide me with that letter. I really want to thank you for doing that in step 2, because really what we're doing today is in step 3. We're really going to start to identify the areas that interest you the most and help you understand which areas and what properties really match your needs. And then once we do that, once we identify, and you could tell them, I set the expectation that it might take us a few appointments. On average, it takes me about 3 appointments before we find the right property or the right home. But usually, after 3 different appointments, we have found the right one. And that kind of sets the stage. It sets the expectation. The buyers understand that you're not just going out there like Monica was, opening doors and showing homes day after day, month after month, with the same client. They understand that there's a process and that you're very efficient at working through the process with clients and giving them that personalized service. Once we get to step 4, when we find the property, what we'll do is I'll explain all the documentation, make sure the terms are in your best interest, and we may go back and forth a few times with the seller. We may be in a multiple offer situation. These are the types of things you want to talk to your buyer about before you go out and you step foot in the property, and they get excited about something, and then they find out they either A, didn't understand the expectations that you'd set up, or B, they had not got pre-approved or had the proper documentation to give you to negotiate on their behalf, or C, they're just out there wasting time. So make sure that you have educated them, and the number one thing to keep in mind when you're going over their step-by-step timeline with them is to let them know that you're going to be there the entire time, that you're going to support them throughout the steps, and make sure that they have a very smooth process. Okay? The last page in the packet is the loyalty page, and this is the number one page I want to go over with you guys tonight, is how you work exclusively for that buyer. We had done all of these education pieces, and we were just putting the final touches, and Monica was really wanting to get to the point where she was getting that buyer to commit on paper to her. And she was getting really good. I mean, we were the first month, you know, like I said, it was 12 different showings, no offers written. By the second month, you know, we'd whittled that down so it wasn't 12. We'd taken 6 different buyers out. And out of those 6 buyers, she wrote 3 contracts. But she was not satisfied with just that. She wanted something even better. And so what we did is we created this page, which led right into a buyer education page, how I work exclusively for you. And so what she did is I had her memorize this so that she could, in essence, share her value proposition with the buyer and then get them right then and there to sign a buyer agency agreement with her. And she did it beautifully. So I know it can be done because it took us some time, but it was a lot of practice and hard work. But you should memorize these umbrella points, how I'm going to work exclusively for you. So, Dave, when we get done, you know, I just went over the timeline with you. This is how I would do it. What I'm going to do here is we're going to go out and look at some properties. And my job for you is how I work is I'm going to help you find the best home or investment property that meets your criteria. I'm going to do this by negotiating the lowest price using my local knowledge, secure you, help you secure the best financing, so working with the lender and making sure that it keeps within your budget. We're going to do that with the least amount of hassle. I'll be your point person. I'll make sure that all of the proper people are connected throughout the transaction. And I'll even guarantee my satisfaction. My broker wants to hear about how well I do for you. So if you're not having a great home buying experience, this broker agreement that we have here that I'll need your signature on is a commitment to make sure that I give you the best possible service and the best buying experience possible. And that guarantees your satisfaction with my broker, the firm I work for. At each step of the way, you'll benefit from my communication plan, the way I communicate with all the parties, and I'll keep you informed about what's going to happen next. The best part about this, Dave, is that none of my services will cost you a penny. All I ask for is for a signature here on this buyer agency agreement and the return of your loyalty and future referrals. And that is, in essence, what you want to get really good at doing, is memorizing it in a way that makes sense in your own words. You could provide this to them in your packet if you'd like. But in essence, that's the key points that lead somebody to go ahead and sign or okay that I want to work with you exclusively, because they know it's not going to cost them a penny. They're going to get all this value and all of this negotiation and support and efficiencies and just all the things you're going to do for them, and it's not going to cost them anything. So it's a no-brainer at this point to get their signature on, you could do it on the loyalty page, or you could do it on the buyer agency agreement. The buyer agency agreement is what would be an attorney would hold accountable, the buyer accountable to that relationship. So in essence, if you want to legitimatize it, you'll want to include the 41A or the Best Choice Realty buyer agency agreement. It is in the other section on the forms and folders tab. Okay. After all is you're done with, there's a note page that you can use. It's kind of fun. Like I said, you can add more to the buyer consultation package. This is not meant to be a one size fits all. It's meant to be customizable. But even after we put this all together, we still ran into some difficulties. It's not the way life goes. So what we ended up doing with Monica is she was like, Rochelle, I'm getting the contracts written. I'm getting the buyer agency agreements, but I'm still just wanting more. I want to really finesse it. Can you observe me and watch me as I present the buyer consultation to my buyer? And the only thing I could say that she did, she could have improved upon with her presentation was asking questions when she met with the client. Rather than just giving them and talking so much like she was doing with the pages like we went over just now, what we ended up doing is we created an internal buyer profile sheet that she printed and had in her bag or her, her folder. She would have the customized buyer consultation printed and have it ready to go in her purse. But what we found was working really well, and I'm sure it will work well for you, is instead of just giving somebody the package, making it seem so easy to get, what she would do before she gave the package was she would sit down with them or at that end of the first property when she got done, and she's like, Dave, hey, let's go to the kitchen real quick. I've got some things I brought with me that I wanted to give you. And he's like, oh, that'd be great. Yeah, let me go ahead and get what you want or get what you prepared. So we go to the kitchen counter, and she would open her bag instead of just, like what she was doing is just giving them the package, all this hard work that she put together. Instead of doing that, what I got her to do differently was to take that profile sheet out that she had already filled in with what they liked and what they discussed on the phone, and she asked a few more questions. So, Dave, just right before I give you this package of all the stuff I put together for you, I just have a few more questions I need to ask you. And all of a sudden, I saw them lean in, and I saw the buyer start to engage with Monica in a really powerful, very powerful way, where they felt more tied into the process, and they saw her more as a consultant and less as the person opening the doors, getting them in to see properties. All of a sudden, I started to see her collect information that's really important, like their address, some of the things that they liked about the properties they'd seen or what they really must have to have. And she used the buyer profile sheet as her note sheet, as a way that, and they started to see that, wow, she's a listener. She's listening to what I want. She's really consulting me. And then once she asked a few questions, she didn't obviously spend a ton of time filling out the profile sheet there in person. She asked maybe two or three questions. Then she said, you know, I have put this all together based on what we had discussed and what we've seen today. And here are some key points that I want you to take away. And she pointed out a few things like we did already on the timeline or on the cost to purchase, or if there's some things that she wanted to note on the listings that they had seen. And all of a sudden, I started to see the process really gel. And it was magical, really. She went from being the lowest producer in our office to the top producer in our office in a very short amount of time. But it wasn't for the lack of work that she put into her presentation. So I know it's possible. Hopefully tonight has given you some ideas on what to put in the packet, how to create a packet, what to say when you're talking about the packet with your buyers, and some other tips and tricks that may soften those relationship building skills that you may are still trying to learn how to do as a new agent. If you have any questions at all about what to include or how to explain the packet to your buyers, or you know, some good conversation that you can have, or maybe I'm running into this problem or that problem, you're welcome to shoot me an email real quick tonight, Rochelle@bestchoicerealtywa.com. I'll be happy to respond to your questions or challenges as you're out there in the field working with these buyers. Maybe something I'm missing. It's been about a year since I revised this buyer consultation packet, and I think we've covered a majority of it. The cost to purchase probably could be enhanced a bit, and we could do that in the coming months. But I'd love to get some feedback from you guys if you have feedback or questions or concerns as you're incorporating a buyer consultation into your business plan. So good luck out there. If you have any thoughts or questions, I'm also available if you want to spend some time one-on-one. My office is open and doors are open to have these discussions, especially if you're preparing for 2017 and how to best accomplish some of the things that you, the goals that you set out to do. I think we've got some good foundational pieces, but if you need some assistance in putting something together, I'd be happy to help you. Have a wonderful week and good luck out there. We'll talk next week. Next week is a great session that we're going to be talking about. It's on CMA, on really understanding, are these homes priced right? How do we look at that? How do we, you know for a buyer if it's priced right and what we should offer? And that takes some skill set, but we'll lay the foundation next week on conference call number 8. So we'll talk to you then. Have a great week. Bye.